Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to the Playroom Podcast in great fashion. My name is Hazy J. And I'm here with a bunch of special guests.
Wow.
Why are you, what are you turning into? No, it's not starting over. We're still going.
I don't even want to say what I'm thinking, bro.
Jerry!
What are you doing?
Nah, this seems like,
Hazy Jerry!
Alright. It's Johnny Boy. Hey, be bad.
It's a deal.
And he just says his name afterwards.
This nigga is a deal. Weren't you like Samuel Jackson last time or something?
Oh, yeah, man.
Bro, imagine if they reboot Samuel L. Jackson and get that nigga
Dre.
Let's stay on topic. Let's stay on topic.
Oh. That's how
we start. That would be hard.
Y'all recast his son, bro?
That'd be weird, dude.
Get you a role in Marvel for 30 years, bro. Yeah. You'd be straight.
Well, I would say the topic for today is celebrities anyways, pretty much. A lot of celebrity news has been going around.
Celebrity news?
Nah, unfortunately not, but...
Never forget the fapping of
28. All the fits was trash. That's all everybody needs to know.
Remember
all the fits were trash.
Whose news were those that everybody liked?
Katy Perry.
Nah, it was
Kat Dennings.
Nah, who was the actress?
Vanessa Hudgens.
She played
Vanessa Hudgens.
Those are always fine.
Oh my god. Always? How often do you revisit this?
She had several.
But they all leaked at one time. Oh, no, she did get her news leaked again. I forgot. That did happen.
And another time.
Another time?
Dang. That's a lot.
Wait, it's like that. I think Jordan Woods' news to leak.
Yeah.
Can we get...
Whoa, enough misogyny for today.
That's not misogyny.
Is that a fantasy?
Maybe that's a bad thing to wish
for. I don't want
for.
The censors to get on us.
I don't want somebody to get exposed, you know what I'm saying? But... Maybe Jordan Woods needs to do a classy nude photo shoot.
Wait. So now we're talking about
Marilyn,
classy nude photo shoot?
What's her name?
Like some magazine shit?
Yeah, some Marilyn Monroe shit? Like, yeah. Jordan Woods, I'll shoot your nudes.
Oh, Jordan Woods.
Yeah,
I mean, that's reasonable.
What? What did you think I was talking about?
That is reasonable.
Johnny Private, we ain't gonna be there.
Damn, that's true.
Well, talking about people with nudes and sex tapes.
I could ball for real.
Kim Kardashian is probably the most famous one.
Yep.
It's weird how she kind of gained her notoriety from, like, that.
It was a terrible sex tape, though.
That shit was.
It was not
sex.
Good.
I mean, honestly, when you think about it, bro, they built that
so
shit.
So we
like
have watched
porno.
It.
Yeah,
I mean,
it wasn't.
It was just a terrible
it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out.
If you want to watch it, like, I mean,
that's
a movie.
I'm trying to figure out how that was the piece of content that got her famous. What?
That's interesting, though, because...
It wasn't good.
Content creation has been evolving since the year 2007. We're in 2022 now, and now that we see the landscape that it's all in, I really admire how people have really taken advantage and put less and less substance on things to make themselves more wealthy. So that first sex tape of Kim Kardashian was an elite showroom of astronomical doing nothingness, because she literally didn't even like slop on that.
But that's not her fault. I'm sure if she had a choice, she probably still would have never wanted that sex tape to come out, bro.
Oh, yeah. That's weird if you would. Well, now I don't think that's cool for your sex tape to come out.
Technically,
unless you're a porn star.
I mean, that's some OnlyFans shit.
Yeah, like, unless you're an OnlyFans
or
sex worker.
Bro, but she didn't mean to.
But
that
wasn't what
she
was famous about, though, right?
No, bro, it was like, they was like, yeah, we got the sex tape. Then their mom was like, hold up. Nah, we giving this to Vivid.
Yeah, her mom flipped it.
Yeah.
Shit.
Made it,
like,
exclusive and all that.
That's really what happened, but it's like, Kim didn't, like, come up with that idea. It just happened to her, I feel like.
That's how she became famous.
At the end of the day, though, it's not her fault.
She's that so was, would you guys say that's the first time you've heard even about Kim Kardashian?
No, was there other things? I've heard about her through like her dating somebody, but I feel like all that shit does kind of originate from the
from that day. One point.
But
I think I first heard about her from the freaking 1 month divorce.
And with Chris Humphries?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I remember because he was dating him.
I forgot about that.
That was yeah. Like, I feel like
she was also dating Reggie Bush, though.
Yeah, yeah. She dated a lot of people, keep honestly. There's
more. That's a lot more. I don't remember. Didn't she date Blake Griffin? Or am I tripping?
Nah.
I don't know. I think Kyle. I think that was Kendall.
Oh, yeah. That was Kendall.
They all, like, basketball players.
Yeah. Facts.
Athletes.
And rappers.
And rappers, yeah. Well, that's crazy to say. They got Kanye so West.
Musicians. Yeah, I guess musicians. Because she's dating Travis from
Travis Scott.
Like,
Travis.
The tabloid.
No, I was talking about Travis.
Is like how, Europeans see the king and queen. That's like what we have over here, except they're celebrities, I guess. And then they get in these power couples, and then they like make a even famous tabloidy blah blah blah. I don't know. That's what it'd be seeming like, right? Seeming.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of tabloids and stuff. Like people like to blow things out of proportion.
They
I mean,
have,
the
they
news
have that in the UK too, though, bro.
Without anybody looking at it,
actually,
though,
yeah, you're talking about the royal family. Like, yeah, it is kind of like the royal family over here with the celebs. But
people, yeah, care a lot about them.
Quiet and like sexy.
Nobody it's because people are talking about it, though. People talk about them.
Move the conversation. This nigga talking about what he want. Nobody cares what you want.
Why are celebrities? Why do you think celebrities are like talked about so much?
Because they've done something that the ordinary person thinks that they can't do.
Bro, okay. I don't even think it's that. Because there's a lot of celebrities. People will be like, bro, I'm way better than them. I could do that. They didn't do anything.
Remember that nigga who
yeah.
Like was talking like he could beat Mike Tyson
like Angelo,
on that
bro.
Plane and then Mike Tyson beat his ass?
Like Angelo, bro. Even going back to the Kim K sex tape, like you think people watch that sex tape and were like, "Wow, I want to have sex like that."
No, more no, so they were like, no. "How can I get famous like her?" So I'm gonna start doing shit with my body.
But why would that make her famous?
That's kind of true, though? Too.
Right, it's like, a way to make money.
Like, why would that launch?
I don't even
her into
know
like
how
that,
that made her so famous because it was very, very
literally.
Like talked about. Yeah, it was promoted.
Bro, but it's not like anybody was. Selling that sex tape, like that shit was just out.
Yeah,
that shit was probably at your local barbershop, bro. Them niggas was like, "Hey,
that's
I
like,
got it."
That's how you know the world was starting to get more and more tapped in, like, with one another, because
yeah, that
viral
like,
things like everyone
like
has seen them;
was,
they go viral.
Was like, well,
literally,
like how Kanye said, like Kim is like Marilyn Monroe. Like that nigga is kind of right, bro. Cause that's like kind of like some Marilyn Monroe shit, bro.
I mean, I would say they're sex icons.
Sex is always so, bro. It's the world's
yeah.
oldest like. Yeah, it's just evolved, bro. That's all it is. It's not like there's anything wrong with the way it's evolved. It's just it's evolved that way because of the way technology moves and all that other shit.
So. Now there's such thing as fucking gang banging. Stuff,
bro. People were definitely doing that back in the olden days.
But it's like you can.
Niggas was game banging back then.
But it's
yeah.
like you
oh,
can
probably.
See it, bro.
On like yeah, and then they would call her witch and burner so that none of their wives would find out.
Covering the semen. Covering the semen and gasoline.
This nigga said semen and gasoline. What the?
What?
Burn that bitch.
No,
I don't think they were doing that, bro. They might
have not.
They might have been doing that, but like, I don't know, bro.
They was
that's wild.
After they finished fucking them, though, like as like a 10 nigga group,
bro, they were doing that shit.
They sacrificed
y'all,
that whole.
Y'all remember Sodom and Gomorrah from the Bible?
Yeah. Oh,
they was doing all that shit, bro. That's basically what that was. It's like
God, that's
God,
basically
God,
what it was.
God, like get rid of that shit.
It's not. That's what this is. It's like. That's the example for the rest of time. Like, that's what sex is like. That's like how people interact with sex.
No, I mean, like, that's like just how the world is now, Sodom and Gomorrah.
But I'm saying it's been like
that. That's America, though.
It's been like that from the beginning of
yeah,
time.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's
but
a
that's
lesson,
definitely
bro.
America right now. Like,
it's
America
not just
is
America.
The Las Vegas of the world.
It's everywhere.
I think Las Vegas is Las Vegas.
But actually, in Dubai, they be shitting on people.
Honestly, bro, you talking about that, but they be dead
what?
Ass.
What? Nah, bro.
They guys be trafficking people, bro.
I know. That's like in Dubai, bro. Like, they will take the Instagram. All right,
bro, we're getting off topic.
That's bad.
We're getting off topic.
Bro, do you want me to expose the truth?
I don't know. Do you want to? Do you feel like you want to expose the truth?
In Dubai, them princes and stuff. Like, the princes in Dubai, they, like, buy the Instagram models, and then they have them on contracts to, like, where, like, they could do whatever, literally whatever they want to them. And sometimes they end up either making them do stuff with animals or shit on them, and they sell them into trafficking over there.
Bro. Yeah, duh. What did you think was going to happen?
And that's, like...
You thought he was going to live with the prince forever? Fuck no. After you just shit on your chest, you think he's going to keep you around?
But imagine, like, six, like... Niggas shitting on one bitch, bro.
No, I don't
want
to.
After fresh curry dinner. Fresh curry dinner. All on your fucking chest by six different niggas.
All for like 10K, bro.
Yo, what did I just hear, bro?
All for like 10 or 20K.
What did I even just listen to, bro? This nigga said after the curry dinner.
Yo, that's some spicy ass shit.
You know.
This shit gonna stink. Go ahead and chest you like, ah.
Mama chest.
Stop.
I ain't even gonna visualize it.
That shit crispy.
And like, did he spread his cheeks too?
Be like, actually?
No, stop, bro.
No way.
It's still warm.
Speaking of shit on somebody's chest.
It's curry. It smells like curry.
Stop, bro.
That would be gross. Yeah, that would stink.
So, the Illuminati is coming for us. Nah, that said that.
Speaking of shits.
They're coming for you.
Let's talk about a famous person shitting in someone's bed.
Oh, God.
What would you feel like if someone shit in your bed?
Disrespected, yes.
Bro, no,
first of all, they would have to clean it.
No.
I'm getting a new bed.
Yeah.
I'm
not keeping that.
Please. I might stab
them. I might move in a different room, honestly.
I might stab them. Actually, I would at least like have to. But then again, it's like then they would use that in court. So
you can't
like,
stab. You get to be able to stab people.
You can't stab someone.
Bro. GT.
Yeah, it's not meant to.
It seems easy, but you can't do
it. Sometimes in life, bro, you just got to use your fist and beat a bitch ass, bro. Cause like what the fuck else you think?
So does that warrant it?
I'm not about to grab a weapon. You went over to him. But I just gotta beat your ass.
I might just shake the shit out of you, brother. What the fuck is wrong? With
like,
you
do you think
shaking?
Really?
I've been
like
shaking out of him already.
Honestly, yeah.
I'll be teased.
That would be pretty, upsetting. That's so random though to think to do something like that. That's
bro,
some
to give back
like
to somebody. You gonna take a
I'm
shit?
A maniacal person, bro.
Yeah.
Why would you even do that?
You gotta have some
mad
kind
you
of.
You gotta be the shit in your bed. You sleep
exactly.
In this too.
Yeah, to do it on purpose
not a
and
whole
leave
room
it for someone.
Shit.
That's so gross. That's like just a weird tactic.
How can you even have a relationship with a person after that?
That's some mental. That's some real mental
bed.
Shit.
Like, are you fucking 5 years old?
Are you a
old?
Dog? Like, what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, what the fuck? Are you a dog?
I know you didn't wipe your ass after that. I know you didn't. I know you did.
So like, not, how did she do that? Did she take the shit out, or she literally just
she
shat?
Probably just like
she probably just
why would she?
The,
bro, why would she? Why would she take the shit out?
Shit.
She was probably like, "You, fuck you, Johnny."
I'm a shit in bed.
Oh, she just did it. Like, didn't even say what she was gonna do. She just and he was like, "What the fuck you doing?"
Nah, he probably not. She probably left it there for his ass. And he just walked in on it like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Please stop shitting.
Stop shitting on me,
man.
Is he Australian?
Yeah.
No, he's British, right?
I think he's British.
He's British, right?
Old time in fucking Florida. He's American as shit.
I mean, I feel like that's a crime in itself, though. Like, what? That has to be a crime, right?
Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
That's
yeah.
A crime. Vandalism of property sure. Or something? Like, what
bro,
is that?
Not even that. I'm pretty sure that's like.
That's your property here.
Well, actually, I don't know, because, like, people be shitting in public. Like, homeless people be shitting in public.
Yeah. Ah. Yeah. That should be illegal, too.
No, I remember downtown, I seen a human shit.
No, human-sized turd.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, y'all was talking about that shit. Yeah, I was like,
stepping that shit. Who's that DJ Chris?
Oh, like, you stepped in it?
No, I almost stepped in it.
Okay, good. If you would have stepped in it, that would have sucked.
Nothing that has to do with shit.
You know, it's weird, because if you watch, like, movies and TV shows, they talk about that all the time. Just comes up.
What, shit?
Shit, like, just shit. Like, they're either saying the word, or they're talking about it.
Poop jokes aren't relatable.
Poop jokes.
Well, I was taking a shit yesterday, and niggas like, bro, what? Like,
like, damn, you was naked, your butt cheeks was out.
You was sitting down, bro?
Like, there was feces coming out your asshole.
Oh, my God.
Fecal matter.
I've been there before, bro. Tell more. Do tell.
Niggas always just come out of the blue and just like, man, I gotta take a shit. Like, anybody asked. Like, nobody asked if you gotta take a shit, bro. Really.
True. It just comes in.
At what point in a relationship is it like, I'm taking a shit in this nigga bed?
Never.
Like, how spiteful of a person?
I don't know. Because even, that's just not a rational thing to do.
I mean, it's obviously like, not.
What the heck are you doing? Like, even to think that would be, like, a good, like...
Revenge.
Is that supposed to be, like, the ultimate, haha, I got you? Like,
for
no.
Her,
or was. What was that supposed to, like, signify, wouldn't you?
It was probably, like, the haha. Hey, look at your bed just when you get home.
Just some immature.
Something
shit,
funny there.
Yeah, like...
For you.
What was the conversation afterwards
like,
really
what
like?
Was their
how do you
even like, bro? I don't know how long they've known each other. Or none
you
of that.
Approach
I don't
them
know
like.
I didn't mean know they was together until.
I just know
this
bitch is shitting in this.
So they used to be married, but they divorced, of course. But I don't think they're together. Even during this trial, I think
you would hope not.
Yeah,
you would hope not.
Right.
Or yeah, this has been
just, like,
some kind of.
I'm trying to figure out like, has this nigga been with her? Like, is this like a long term or
I feel like he's been with her for like a lot of years.
What's her name again?
Amber Heard.
This is the first time I heard of her, but I also
Amber Heard
like
and Johnny Depp
did leak on the Fappening. Don't quote me on that, but if my fan
Amber
base
Heard,
on
I didn't
Reddit
know.
Can tell me, let me know.
Reddit.
Anyway.
So do you think that? Well, first of all, I'm on Johnny Depp's side because it just feels natural to take against those kinds of actions. But
it's good that everybody is getting to know that this bitch shat on my bed.
Right?
It's
like
oh,
you would
yeah,
want someone
you
to know.
I got something for you, bitch. I'm famous. Well, let these niggas know you shat on my bed. If nothing else comes from
that
this,
is
at
true.
Least they know that this bitch is crazy.
Yeah.
So.
I think her career is pretty much over, maybe, after
man.
This.
What'd she do?
Because she was a famous, she's a famous actress. She
well,
did
realize,
a bunch of stuff.
Blonde white women.
Yeah, Aquaman.
Blonde white women will never be over with, bro.
So you think she could probably recover?
She'll get a role in some small shit or something. She'll survive.
She'll probably have her
She'll
comeback.
Still do well than most of fucking... Half the population, I guarantee you that.
And Tyler Perry.
She'll get some money from Johnny Depp.
Shitty ass movies on BET.
Why you say that? And I'm pretty sure she's had big film roles before, bro. So she probably still has bank left. Bro.
She was in Zombieland.
They're getting a divorce.
She's in
Zombieland. She definitely taking half of whatever he got.
Wait, who does she play in Zombieland?
She was in Zombieland?
She was like the first person to turn into a zombie.
Oh, the, yeah, the girl.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. She was also in Pineapple Express, bruh.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Amber Heard is actually really, like,
you know,
she's pretty famous, bro. Like,
she was his girlfriend, right?
Seth look Rogen's up her girlfriend. Net worth, bro. I bet you she has bank, bro. I bet she's sitting on at least 50 mil. Bet you.
Okay, let's see.
I bet you, guarantee you, at least.
I would
say at
least
30. At least 30. At the very least. The defamation trial, isn't it like 500 mil? She got bank, bro.
CelebrityNetWorth.com says 2.5
million. 2.5 million?
Yeah.
How much? Now look up Lil Yachty now.
Those shits don't be accurate though, bro.
Yeah, Lil Yachty.
Let me see the Lil Yachty. 11 mil.
Bitch, you
Forbes.
Broke. Yachty up.
This nigga said Yachty up.
Let's go Yachty for real though.
Bro, I'm telling you, those network websites don't be accurate.
All right, let me see. Fox Business says...
Even Forbes don't be right, bro. Like, nope. Like, you can't really know how much money somebody got until you, like, liquidate their assets.
Yeah. She paid $1.3 million already.
For what? The trial? God damn.
A pledge $3.5 million. But 350%, or 350,000 was personally from her. I don't know her net worth, but bro, she got you, millions.
It's hard to really tell.
She does have millions, though, probably, for sure. Like, she's been in some very big movies.
That's what I'm saying.
She got some money somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, those big acting roles pay well, especially if it's a box office joint.
Yeah. I just hope, like, whatever the truth is just comes out. And, I mean, the real truth is they just don't need to be with each other, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just let them be away from each other. Maybe never even let them see each other again.
Broke it off right there.
Restraining order or something.
The basis of the trial isn't really defamation. It was more about the abuse and all the other underlying shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's...
In legal terms, yeah.
That bitch crazy as hell.
Yeah. I think it's bringing... a lot of eyes onto abuse against men too, because it's definitely the only talked about, like, known thing, I feel like, of a male being abused, kind of, that's been in, like, popular spotlight, I guess.
I mean, you got the whole mental health thing with Kanye and Pete and them being fucking kind of batshit.
Right. Like, I mean... So, if you are classified as, like...
Bipolar.
As bipolar, or, that's like, you have some sort of narcissistic personality disorder, which is what...
Pete is?
No, that's what the lawyer's trying to do for her as a plea.
Oh.
Right? You know, the insanity plea, basically?
Yeah.
Like, how much does that... That's honestly just bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
what the fuck?
Because...
Plead crazy now?
Insanity,
people
like
do that shit, like when they kill people.
Yeah, right. Like
nah, that shit ain't flying.
You have to
me,
plead for them
nah,
just not
yo,
being able to
shit.
Make
yeah.
their own
you
decisions.
Crazy when you doing it.
Facts.
It's weird.
But nah, we know you crazy.
yeah, we know you crazy, about. But you ain't insane.
But how much do you think that like accounts for? I guess what someone has done though.
Like
you can say someone is doing something bad because they were insane.
To a certain point, never.
Never?
Is it insane? Nobody's insane enough to be a serial killer.
You're always accountable for your own actions.
Yeah, like well thought out people. Like serial killers like think about what they're doing. They're not insane. They might be like fucking crazy out of there off the grid, but it's like nobody's fucking insane.
Yeah.
I'm saying is be like you fucking howling at the moon, and you know what I'm saying. You butt ass nigga running through the street. That's fucking insane.
So you don't think an insane person kill would necessarily mean they would kill somebody?
Nah.
Okay.
I'm saying, you still have to
I think that's true too. I think insanity plea in that case is just like you had no other way to say you just wanted to do what you do without saying. Outright that you did it because
bro,
you wanted to.
That's literally just an excuse for white people to get off, bro.
Right? Yeah.
Like, actually.
Pretty much.
You'll never hear about black people getting an insanity plea.
Whatever.
You'll never hear about that shit.
So where do you guys see this, like, ending? What do you think is gonna, I guess, be... I think Johnny Depp might just win.
They still won't be two rich white people.
Yeah.
As far as celebdom.
Yeah.
Celebitize them.
They're probably gonna cancel her for a little bit, but I don't think it will last.
On Oprah,
honestly
like,
though, bro,
this is what happened.
Honestly,
I'm
though,
telling you, really, what happened?
Honestly, Jerry, they've been talking about her abusing him for years now, bro, and she's never really. They still gave her the Little Mermaid role, like that shit. They were talking about him being abused by her way before that.
Yeah, I think I have
so
heard about
I don't
this
really
going
think
along
that she's
too.
She's gonna get canceled or whatever, but she might not get as many roles.
Okay.
But
so,
right now,
well, do you think, because Will Smith has also technically been canceled for slapping people from, like, the Oscars, right? Do you think, like,
you can't cancel Will Smith.
The industry will, like, just try to be like, you can't do any movies with this specific thing anymore.
They're not gonna, bro. I'm telling you, Will Smith is not somebody you can blackball from the industry because he's already.
Yeah, well, not Will Smith. I feel like everyone's gonna give Will Smith a chance because if you have that, then of course why not?
Do anything really bad, bro. He's actually just. We all feel bad for Will Smith, honestly. Cause yeah. He's kind of that
but, that was like the last.
Trying to be on his side for
his,
a
his
bit.
Wife is honestly, instance. But honestly, bro, why we talk about Johnny Depp and Kanye? We need to talk about that nigga too, cause that nigga be getting abused too.
Will Smith.
By Jada.
He's mentally abusing himself, yeah. And his wife's mentally abusing him.
That is also yeah, very much known.
Don't
y'all
be seeing what the shit she be saying, bro? She said she didn't want him to slap him. She said that their sex is bad.
Yeah.
She said that she wished she could have made like.
Why is she just be saying this stuff? She be talking. Like you don't even need to do that. Just go and like say you want a divorce, like if you want a divorce.
What was the shit that was trending?
Yeah, like why the fuck would you stay? Like
Nah, wait. What was the shit with August Alsina? For the kids. Really popular,
She basically cheated on her.
Nah, yeah. What was the shit everybody was saying?
Entanglement.
Oh, the entanglement that she had with August Alsina, bro.
Say that, but own up to it, bro.
Yeah, you just really just cheated.
Niggas ain't got no accountability, bro.
Like this nigga will be going through it, and that's three perfect examples of how women will fuck up your life. Thank you for coming to my tech talk.
Pretty much.
Kanye West, Johnny Depp, Will Smith.
Just yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I might deal with some crazy girls, but I ain't never had bitch shit in my bed. Yeah. Nah, yeah, that's
not yet.
I don't think any.
Stop.
I don't think anyone even would do that. Besides
any,
her.
Yeah,
bro,
like,
that was so crazy.
Any sane person, any rational human being.
Honestly, though, watch girls start doing it because they're like, damn, that's good. I'm writing that down.
Oh, my God. That's, no, I hope not. Man. I hope there's no one thinking out there. Like,
nah, what if girls start doing
it's
this?
It's a cool thing.
Bro, his dick trash just shit in his bed.
Nah, bro. Nah,
bro. That would just be the downfall.
Bro. I'm going to take my dick off and beat you with it.
Soft too. That bitch gonna be pow,
pow, pow, like a belt.
Yo.
Well, about Kanye West, let's move on to Kanye West and Pete Davidson. The drama that's been going on with them for a while now.
Years?
I feel like years it's been going on, no?
I thought it was a couple months. Maybe I'm losing track of time.
Was Kanye ever beefing with Pete?
No, but him and Pete, how do you feel about that situation?
Kanye versus Skeet.
It's so...
It's entertaining. Yeah, I can't lie.
It is entertaining, and it's also like...
Honestly, bro, shit like this, niggas need to just do like a boxing match, like a celebrity boxing match.
Like,
so
fight
what
it
is,
out, bro. Yeah,
celebrity
just
boxing
fight it
match.
Out.
Yeah.
Somebody get their ass knocked out on live TV, the other one gets to go home victorious.
Right.
It's a metaphorical victory.
Pretty much.
And an actual victory.
Yeah. Honestly, how would you feel if someone got your child's initials, like, tattooed on them?
On them? I'm like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's not even your kids. Why are you honoring my nuts?
That's weird, bro. That's bad.
It is weird. It's very
why
weird.
Would you, that's some weird ass shit.
That's some weirdo behavior. Celebrities have been at it this year, bro. I'm not gonna lie. They've been going.
They've just been showing us how weird
they
fucking are. Like,
yeah.
He got a Kim K tattoo and they only been together for like fucking 3 months. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
What?
It's crazy. Pete Davidson is having the time of his life right now with Kim.
Literally, bro, they had like papers, and they was talking about Kanye was goddamn talking to other girls, but bro, like he was talking to Julia Fox and shit. But you know that Kim was probably talking to Pete like way before.
Yeah, he was making up. Kanye was making up a lot of
time. Cause dead ass, like a week after they was talking about the papers, or maybe like a month or some shit, it was like pictures of Kim and Pete like on Twitter. I was like, damn.
How did Pete Davidson manage to pull that off?
That nigga had to be in the right place at the right time. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro.
Back burner.
He had shit. Nah, I don't even think so, bro. I don't even think it's like that. That nigga probably was at the right place at the right time and scooped her ass, bro. No cap. No cap. He probably was talking to her for a while, but he probably been scooped her for real.
Before they even started talking for her, like back up again. Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
I think he was just funny, bro.
That nigga's funny, bro.
He is funny.
He's funny.
I ain't never watched stand-up.
He's pretty funny. And he's in SNL. Because
of Mac Miller.
This man's in a lot of relationships.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he used to date...
We never fuck with Pete, bro.
Ariana Grande, too. Yeah, and she...
This nigga dates all the bad bitches, bro. Who did he date before her? He was dating some badass joint before
Ariana. He had Ariana and Kim.
Bro, hold up. He had some more bad joints, bro.
That's just out of the blue, Kim Kardashian.
What Doja Cat talking about, bro? Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, deadass, bro. You type in Pete Davidson, deadass is a tab for relationships. Bro, this nigga was dating Kate Beckinsale.
Who is that?
What's she from?
A German ass bitch.
I don't know who that is either.
she's a celebrity too.
She bad?
Yeah.
Probably.
I thought he was dating more. I thought I would know more than bitches, actually. But y'all remember this nigga was on SNL with Miley, bro.
Sorry?
Yeah, bro. Miley was like flirting with that nigga, bro. I was like, yo, this nigga.
He be lit, bro. Jokes, he bro. Honestly, whatever.
Is it because he's white?
No, maybe it's just because he's funny.
Why everybody say he got a fat ass cock?
Dang, Kate Beckinsale.
I never heard that. Who said that?
Huh?
Bro, y'all
I didn't
heard
hear
that.
That
what circles
either.
Are you in?
Hey, man.
Is that known?
That's the word on the street, bro. That's what they be saying in Canada. They got fat dick, bro.
Okay. Had to, because Kim.
They were saying he's funny and he got fat cock, bro.
Damn. Slow down.
I think that's the combo, bro.
That's probably why Kanye mad. This nigga like, oh.
That nigga funny, huh?
That nigga funny, huh?
Come on. <all right.
laughs> Yeah.
He gonna get funny then. He gonna get real funny on this bitch, bro.
That nigga probably like, Kim, where you at?
I got a joke.
I want north. I want west. Donda.
Oh
I
God.
Just want my family.
Wait, how many kids together? How many kids I got together, bro?
Three? Two? Or three?
11. Nah, shit.
Why is three?
Nah, they got Chicago, North, West. West. Yeah, I think.
Saint.
Oh, yeah, Saint. Yeah, Saint.
Four?
Yeah.
I'd
be mad as fuck if I was Kanye too, nigga. I got four kids.
Bro, he got all of them tatted too, bro.
Yeah, like, what?
Huh?
That shit said Kim. Bro, that shit said Kim.
All of them?
Bro, you saw it said K-S-N-C-P. Kate, Saint, North, Chicago, Pete.
That's bad.
Bro.
See, my whole thing is like...
Why would you get that tatted on you, though?
I just don't want no weirdo in my house with my kids.
This is Kanye. That's all Kanye trying to say,
that's
like, bro, I don't trust that nigga in there.
Bro,
with my
why
kid.
I say one of his kids'
I can't
name was Wes?
I thought it was.
Bro, this nigga name would be Wes. Now, they only got three kids. Yeah, it's North, Saint, and Chicago.
Chicago's the newest?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah.
Damn. I didn't even know that.
What about the... What is, Rihanna and...
ASAP's
baby
name?
Is it a boy or a girl?
I don't know.
Now that was some wild. It wasn't some wild shit, but it was just like, that's my out of the blue shit too.
Yeah, honestly, like celebrities been doing a lot this year. What the fuck? Nah, think about it.
It was the pandemic. Well, not even that. That shit.
Nah, that shit been.
Yeah, I'm like.
Been the past like.
When it was.
I think it's
because
it's like
kind
of ending or like kind of people stopped talking about it type shit. So
people
niggas kind
of going outside and, you know, maskless. You see people shit.
Type shit. Niggas back outside. That's really what it is. We back outside, bitch.
Niggas treating that shit like it's the end of the day.
For real.
That time that shit wasn't nothing worse than fucking H1N1.
Nigga, I was like, because then as I remember.
But now go outside without your fucking mask. You gotta come back home to me.
Someone said that to you.
No, man. It was like, if you step.
This nigga's into the movie wall instantly.
It was like, if you stepped outside, you was automatically gonna catch this shit. It was just like, it was wild.
Nah, bro, it was weird. Cause
that's
it was
wild
like,
shit when you think about it.
Bro, it was weird.
Yeah.
It was like, everybody was acting like, yeah, like that shit was about to, like, we could die from that shit. Like, it was about to eradicate the plague.
Like, yeah, like, niggas was dead ass.
Like it's about to be the plague and shit. Like, or worse. Niggas talking about it's gonna be worse than the plague, bro.
But that's the whole time I was thinking, I was like, bro, ain't it just a sickness? I mean, I. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I get it. Like, I get it's just like, you know, it's kids knocking people out, but it's like, it's a real bad sickness. And if you get it, you just so happen to die from it. If you take care of yourself, then you'd be all right. But it's like,
I think it's more so about the elderly and the immunity.
Immunity. Because most of the people that have been dying are just people that have bad respiratory systems.
Start smoking in black and miles.
That's like young kids too.
Smoke weed though.
Young kids too.
Don't vape. Please don't vape.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't vape in my house.
Only time I say vape.
Yo, shout out to all the niggas that I see steady vaping.
But still don't even vape.
I want all y'all to quit. I love y'all, but sometimes I'm asked to hit your shit. Shout out David. Shout out Yeet. Shout out goddamn.
Oh, Yeet got a vape?
Shout out BJ.
He would have a vape.
Yeah. Oh yeah, BJ do be vaping.
BJ stay vaping. Y'all need to quit, but I love y'all though. Let me hit that jump. I be hitting them sometimes.
I've tried it before. Like, some hookah-esque stuff. Hookah, I don't really like.
Hookah? I never tried hookah. Same thing. I never really tried hookah. I think it's not worth it. If I had a preferred way to smoke tobacco, it probably would be cigs though.
Hookah would be sweet if you basically just use the whole thing and replace it with weed or something.
I think I hit a black one. I hate that.
The way you smoke is cool though.
That shit's terrible. I'll say I hit a cig before and it wasn't that bad, but I wouldn't fucking smoke cigs though.
Nah.
Every day,
bro. Yeah, I don't see how people smoke cigs like that, bro.
By the carton, not even just one a day. It's like we going carton.
I feel like we're starting to get unrelatable here.
Not cartons.
Boxes.
Hold on, wait.
Put Bronto in a paper and roll it up.
Nah. Hold on.
This nigga said he was smoking a game leaf. He's smoking a game relo before, bro.
What?
Damn. You didn't hear when I said that?
You did.
This nigga smoked a game. Bro, I used to make fun of niggas like
that.
Didn't
have any weed.
Bro, Gino, one time when I was high, I was like,
I just smoked the whole thing.
I was like, bro,
you just tapped that bitch twice.
I bet some niggas be smoking your bros just like that, bro. Like, whole time I'm joking, like, not knowing niggas dead ass douche. I've seen niggas smoking straight up Relo before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm watching that bitch in his car. I was like, yo, this nigga's not, that's not fun.
Bro. Let me get the mango, y'all. All right.
We're coming near the end of this podcast. I feel like we talked a lot about just general stuff that's been going on, I guess. And here and now, you know, the celebrity gossip.
This is like our View episode. The View.
Yeah, this is our View episode.
Technically, we are like the male version.
We don't like shitting in beds. Yeah. Please do not do that at home. Or ever. Anywhere.
I wouldn't even shit in a porta potty unless I was desperate.
Honestly, but even peeing in
true.
Like, even peeing in a porta potty is crazy. That's just risky. What if it tip over?
I feel like the scent just sticks to me.
Nigga, if I was in a porta potty and I felt it tipping over, I don't care, bro. I'm fucking backwards out that bitch. Like, I'm like that, like straight out that bitch.
Man, no I'm cap. Crying in that bitch, bro. I'm surprised.
Nigga, what if you taking a dump? Who are you taking a shit at that bitch?
Where are
you
going to put a fight?
Alright. And that is the end of this podcast, everybody. Thank you guys for listening. You know, you guys have been great. And yeah.
I hold on.
It's been the Play Room.
Oh. Bro, that would be a terrible way.
Not tipping over the porta potty, bro.